In the end, the media largely abandoned the story, and consequently, the army got off the hook, even though two-year-old Khulud was no fighter. She survived with severe injuries, but lost her parents and four sisters and brothers in the raids. Nor was Halima Shihab a fighter. As soon as the bombs started falling, at around 3 o'clock in the morning, she grabbed her seven-month-old son, Yusuf, clutched the hands of her five-year-old son, Hamza, and started running. Her 15-year-old son, Ali, sprinted alongside her. They managed to run for several yards when she fell, fracturing her leg. Ali said he was hurt and that he was bleeding. That's the last time Halima heard him. Then another shell fell and injured her left arm. Hamza fell from my hand and was gone, Halima said in an interview from a hospital bed a couple of days later. Only Yusuf stayed in my arms. Ali had been hit and was killed. I couldn't go back. She and her stepdaughter Iqbal, who had caught up with her, hid in a bomb crater. They were there from 3 a.m. until sunrise, bleeding.